On Sunday morning, a bomb hit a bus of Shia pilgrims in Quetta, Pakistan. Dozens were killed. It was a timely, if unwanted, reminder for the organisers of this conference in London, held to highlight the plight of Shias in Pakistan, an injustice being overwhelmingly ignored.
For many years, the Shia in Pakistan have been oppressed, have been targeted, and have been brutalized in their neighborhoods, in their villages and towns in Pakistan. We felt it was high time to raise awareness on this issue to the general public and allow for this crisis to be transmitted to a non-Pakistani and English-speaking community out here in London.
It's hard to put a name or a face to the atrocities taking place in Pakistan. Here, just a few of the 20,000 Shias that have been killed are remembered. Young and old, each one has a different story, but ultimately, each one was killed because of their religion. The latest spate of sectarian violence in Pakistan is not the first, and almost certainly not the last either. Sectarianism has always had roots in political motivation. By the 1970s, the Islamic Revolution in Iran and the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan upped the ante. Afraid of the influence of the revolution and mixed with a desire to fight the Soviets, tens of thousands of extremists were created and supported by the US and Saudi Arabia. Pakistan is one of the crossroads bearing the brunt.
Local governments are not very sincere. They are not very sincere in controlling the militants. And militants, initially powered by Americans and then Saudis and then other groups, now getting out of control. And the hatred they have received from their missionaries, they are going to kill people. And unless there is a strong central government in Pakistan, unfortunately, they are going unchecked.
It's hard to navigate through the minefield of politics. America fights the same extremists it funded against the Soviets, and their victims are highlighted by the media and politicians in some cases, but not in the case of Pakistani Shias.
Sadly, we have world powers and regional powers that have an interest at stake in allowing for these circumstances to take place under the guise of silence in the media and in the local political arena that takes place.
What is happening in Pakistan is part of a wider problem. That's why organizers here hope that shedding light on the reality on the ground and the causes of it will be a first step to a proper solution. Nargis Mubalighi, Press TV, London.